There is other news, of course, other than our tour. It's just that our tour is the most fun news because the rest of it is the same old, but we've got a new perspective on it, and we turn to a very sharp guy, professor of political science, director of the Center for Civic Engagement at Oakland University, Professor David Duleo. Professor, nice to have you on board again.
Thanks for having me back, Paul W.
It is our pleasure. So here we go. Marjorie Taylor Greene may call a vote this week in an attempt to oust Speaker Mike Johnson because for about 10 minutes, the Republicans actually look like they have some stability. And, of course, we can't have that, not if you're going to shoot yourself in the foot and make yourselves unimportant, which is what Marjorie Taylor Greene does. Am I wrong? Well, I don't want to put you in a position. To me, she appears to be a blithering idiot.
I won't comment on the latter portion of that, but the first part was right on the money. You know, it is more of the same, and we've seen this, you know, history is repeating itself, it seems, where last October, Republicans got themselves in a mess as they ousted Speaker McCarthy for doing some similar things. And not only is it stability, as you so rightly note, but it's actually getting to the business of governing. And there are Republicans out there who won't like and don't like the policy that that Speaker Johnson ushered through with aid for Ukraine and Israel and some other things. But that's what leaders do, right? They govern in the midst of the context that they're dealt.
That's brilliantly put and right to the point. And you're right. Here we go. The Republicans have been brilliant at snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory. It's as if they can't stand it when things are going well. And if they take their orders from Marjorie Taylor Greene, they deserve everything that they get. What we saw with what Speaker Johnson did was what we the people want them to do, which is find a way to work together to do something and accomplish something. We're not going to agree with everything, but the fact is that they've spent so much time in Washington fighting with each other and accomplishing nothing, those of us who are paying them through our ridiculously high taxes are starting to get fed up.
People are certainly fed up, and I think that it's a situation where most Americans look at questions of politics and policy and evaluate it along the lines of, hey, look, I can agree with 80% or even 70% of what is being discussed. Congresswoman Green is and some of her allies are more absolutist, right, where it's got to be everything. I have to get everything I want. I can't give an inch. And that's just not possible in a time when majorities in both the House and the Senate are so razor thin. And to, as you point out, to do anything of substance, you really have to try to find a way to compromise and work together.
I want to get into another topic that is extremely frustrating. This judicial circus that, unfortunately, former President Donald Trump digs himself into deeper and deeper, sadly. And the gag order, which is not only unfortunate, I think illegal, makes no sense, but he just had his 10th violation, so that's another $1,000. This is almost ludicrous in the approach. So $10,000 right now for saying things he's not supposed to talk about. Nobody else has a gag order. They can all talk about him. The witnesses can talk about him. He can't talk about them. The judge can talk about him. He can't talk about him. And the judge is, I don't know, is it her daughter that's made lots of money off this whole thing? I mean, the whole thing stinks. It's rotten to the core. And now you have this judge with a straight face saying, I do not want to put the president in jail. Are you kidding? He'd be the life of the party, and at his liberal country club, he would probably never have to pay for a drink again if he could put Donald Trump in jail. But it's unbelievable that it could come to that. What do you say, Professor Duilio?
Well, it is quite a spectacle, and it is something that has obviously consumed a lot of the political discussion and swirl, right, of the last month or so. And I think that you're right. I mean, the judge is likely to be a hero to the left if he actually follows through on that threat of jail time for the former president. But let's not be naive and think that Donald Trump isn't going to use that same threat to his advantage, at least politically, right? I mean, there that kind of threat and his response to it are the kinds of things that Donald Trump's base loves and will rally around and will just sort of embolden his supporters.
But they are accomplishing overall, not entirely, but they are accomplishing keeping former President Donald Trump off the campaign trail, as he is the leading Republican. He is the Republican that will be there as much as the judge is trying so hard and the left is trying so hard. He will be there to be voted for, but he's not given an opportunity to do the things anybody running for office should and would have to do. It's so apparent that the biggest and most important thing that the left is doing right now is keeping Donald Trump off the campaign trail. It does embolden his people. They do collect more money. But the bottom line is you need to get out there. You got to go out and shake hands and kiss babies. And Donald Trump is pretty good at that. But he's not given the opportunity to do that, and they're tying him up as best they can, and somehow this is just wrong, and I don't know what society can do about it. You know, the left thinks it's right because he's a criminal and he deserves it. He's not above the law. And even the president is out there lying, saying, oh, it'll be a massacre if he doesn't get elected. He never said that. And the president knows he never said that. He was talking about the auto industry, and he's right. In the auto industry, all of the business is going to move to China and Mexico and all over the place unless he puts those tariffs on those cars that this current president is afraid to do. So, but to know that they're lying at the highest level, when Biden said it again the other day, and I was like appalled. He knows that's not what President Trump said, yet they grab onto it. And they keep repeating it with the help of the media, and it ends up working.
It does. And you know, I would say that the look, this isn't the first time that the current president has been maybe a little loose with the truth about certain details. And there are until folks who have a louder megaphone call him out on it. It's going to continue. And to your point about Trump and his campaign, I think any other candidate would not be as disadvantaged as the former president is with this inability to be on the campaign trail. He, as you know, he loves those rallies. Those rallies are enormous. He's the king of earned media. And it really does put him at a bit of a disadvantage.
Professor of Political Science, Director of the Center for Civic Engagement at Oakland University, an all-round good guy, Professor David Duilio. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it, Paul W. Have a good day.
You have a good day, too, as we continue here on WJR, the 21st Annual Paul W. Smith WJR Pure Michigan Tour. Here we are at Short's Pole Barn, right across from East Grand Traverse Bay. What a nice place to be.